Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Steelers Today, our first post-Tomlin press conference episode after a regular season game. This is Dale Lally, I'm Eddie Provident, you're watching DK Pittsburgh Sports. So, we got a win to talk about, Dale, and I want to put, before we get into this win, I got a little bone to pick with our fearless leader, DK.
Okay.
On Twitter on Sunday, he posts that he texted Ramon Foster, that Ramon Foster was the only one who picked the Steelers to win this game in Buffalo. I would like to point out that there is a newly minted employee that also picked the Steelers to win this game in Buffalo.
I wouldn't be crowing about that because that just means that, look, Ramon picks the Steelers every week, regardless of the opponent. Look, they were a 6.5-point underdog in this game. They were the team that beat the biggest spread this week. There were a lot of underdogs that covered this week. I think the underdogs were 9-7 against the spread. But the Steelers beat the biggest spread this week. You know, anybody who said that they saw this coming is full of it. Especially the way that they did it. That's a good Buffalo team that the Steelers beat. And I've said all along that the Steelers are a good football team. I picked them to make the playoffs, for God's sakes. The people who think that somehow I hate the team or something. Look, I've been doing this for 28 years. I'm not a fan. This is my job. This is what I do for a living. I'm going to give you my honest opinion and analysis on this.
Dale, I'd also like to point out that I backed into that because I said it was going to be a high-scoring affair. I said it was going to be an all-offensive thing. And look, the defense.
I thought it was going to be defensive.
Yeah. And you were right on that. The defense showed up and showed out, man.
I mean, if you looked at last year's game, it was 26-15, and the Bills got a defensive touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
So there were 35 offensive points scored in that game.
Yeah.
The Bills have a good defense. The Steelers have a great defense. And so, you know, you have to take that into account. Yes, it's an offensive league, and it's much easier to play offense than it is defense in today's football. But great defenses travel.
Mm-hmm.
Great defenses, can shut down largely any offense. And we saw the Steelers kind of step outside what they normally do in that game and not blitz as much, play more coverage on the back end of it. And they could do that because their pass rush was able to get after the Bills. And it started early. They drew three holding penalties on that. I'm not going to call the opening drive where they had to kick the field goal after they got the long kick return, their opening drive. On Buffalo's opening possession, the Steelers drew four holding penalties, three holding penalties. Two of them were accepted. One was declined. And I really think that changed the way that the Bills played football the rest of the way because they realized they couldn't block the Steelers front.
Yeah. I was so impressed with that pass rush. And there were times, and we heard the guys talk about it after the game, where they only rushed four. They didn't.
And sometimes three.
Yeah, and they were still able to get a lot of pressure on Josh Allen. What the other thing about the defense that I honestly, I picked the Steelers, but I didn't pick them the right way. I said that the defensive backfield was going to be a liability. The defensive backfield looked really good, including rookie Trey Norwood. He actually played a pretty solid game.
Yeah, they all did. And what they were able to do in this game, what Cam Sutton allows them to do, is be very specific with what they want to do on each play. He can play. Mm-hmm. He's playing inside. Sometimes he's playing outside. His ability to do that also allowed them to use Minkah Fitzpatrick in the slot at times. You talked about Trey Norwood. Trey Norwood gives them the ability, okay, when they break the huddle, and Norwood and Fitzpatrick are on the field together. Is Norwood the slot, or is he the deep safety? Is Fitzpatrick in the slot, or is he the deep safety? You don't know when you break the huddle. So realistically, when you break that huddle and you're the quarterback walking up to the line of scrimmage, you've got about 15 seconds to diagnose what you're seeing out there. And I think that really hurt a young quarterback. We forget Josh Allen, as good as he is still a very young quarterback, and that played in the Steelers' favor.
And the other thing, that you talk about Cam Sutton, boy, that fourth and two read that he made on that. And you know, Tomlin talked about it, you know, what they saw in film and that. But, I mean, the football IQ to make a play like that and to just snuff that out was so impressive to me. I mean, that was just solid football all around.
The crazy thing about watching that play again, I've watched the game three or four times now, if Cam Sutton didn't make that play, Melvin Ingram was right there to at least string it out, and Minka Fitzpatrick was screaming up from the deep safety spot. They snuffed that thing out. As I asked Mike Tomlin about it after the game, and that's when he said that, you know, they had seen that on tape. Also asked Sutton about it, and he said the same thing. So they weren't making that up. You know, they had that diagnosed. They saw that play, and I still can't believe the Bills just didn't have their 6'5", 240-pound quarterback just fall forward that far.
I don't have an answer for that one. That was a perplexing call for sure. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the offensive side of the ball.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, welcome back to Steelers Today. This is Dale Lawley. I'm Eddie Provident. You're watching DK Pittsburgh Sports. Dale, we covered the defensive side of the ball because that really was the main story of the game on Sunday. But in the second half, the offense kind of got to their game a little. They started clicking. They had 17 fourth quarter points. They actually, in the second half, they started to look pretty good.
I don't know about pretty good because they had two failed trips inside the five.
Okay, I'll give you that.
I mean, they drove the length of the field. They had more yards in the third quarter than they had in the entire first half. They had more yards in their first drive of the third quarter than they had in the entire first half. But you got to punch those in. You know, you drive to the six and you drive to the two, you better score at least one touchdown in those situations.
Claypool hits that end around, and I thought for sure he gets inside the five-yard line. I'm thinking for sure that's seven, and it's got to be seven, especially when you have a running back like Najee Harris.
That
you got
kind
that
of
fullback.
Game, too.
It has to be, yeah.
Yeah, you know it's a low-scoring game. You got to try to take advantage of that. They were fortunate that their defense continued to hold up and stand up in that situation. Yes, the offense scored on four consecutive possessions in the second half, which is great. And they actually got into a little bit of a rhythm. Yep. They found a running game. I think Harris had had 36 yards on nine carries in the second half, which, okay, you'll take that. If he gets 18 for 72,
that's a solid game. Right,
They need to find that earlier. Mike Tomlin talked about it today, how he liked the way that the offensive line competed. He liked the way that they were out there. It wasn't too big for them. He said they just need to perform better.
Right. Yeah, and my issue with the offensive line, I didn't see a lot from Chooks.
Everybody's killing Chooks. I don't get it. I've watched that game three times now, and he was no better or worse than everybody else in that line.
All right.
I think everybody's being a little rough on Chooks Okorafor. Is he great? No.
No.
Did you watch Al Villanueva last night? Did you watch that?
That was bad. I've been saying that all along.
That taking Al Villanueva and moving him to right tackle was not going to be a good move. Okorafor was okay. I'm not going to say he was good. I don't think any of them were good, but I don't think he was bad. I mean, I thought in pass protection, especially in the second half, they were all much better.
Listen, everyone, in the comments section, when the expert says something, you listen. And that's what I do here.
People,
when he says something, I listen.
People make up their minds about things before the fact, or they make their minds up early about a player. And they never want to admit that they were wrong about it. It's the Dwayne Haskins things all over again.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. I get it. Nobody wants to admit that Mason Rudolph was okay in the preseason, was fine in the preseason. Nobody wants to admit that maybe Chukwuma Okorafor is okay. Is he a star tackle? No, he's not. But he is certainly not the weak link on that line. He's not the worst player. I don't even know who their worst or best player is at this point. I have a feeling Dotson might be their best player, but it's one game against a really good defensive front. That's what the Bills are built to do, rush the passer. So I'm not going to sit here and say Chukwuma Okorafor was great or he was bad, but he was certainly not the only bad guy on that line. Come on, people.
That line was rough, especially in the first half. The line was very rough. You had brought up last night's game between the Ravens and the Raiders. Just real quick flyover looking, you know, kind of Tuesday looking at the Las Vegas game. Home opener, anything you're looking for, anything that you're going to, you know, kind of expand upon this week into this game?
You'd like to see that line perform better, especially at home. As Mike Tomlin talked about today, there was some expectation that the offense would struggle. Again, the Bills were a good defense. They brought everybody back, so there was a lot of continuity there. It was a very hostile crowd in Buffalo, and you had a bunch of guys on that offense who were making not just their first start for the Steelers, but their first start, period.
Right.
So there were going to be some bumps in the road there. So I would expect it to be better in week two. We'll see. The Raiders do have an improved pass rush, although they did lose Yannick Ngakoue in that game last night. It looks like a hamstring. We'll see if he's able to get back on a short week. The Raiders are a decent football team, as they showed last night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that they are great, but they are certainly an NFL opponent that you can't take lightly.
Yeah. I have them squeaking into the playoffs as the 7th seed, so we'll see how that works out. Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
I didn't have the Ravens making the playoffs.
No, I didn't.
I don't feel any different about that after that game.
They're too banged up, man. They're too banged up. And, you know, the last thing that I want to talk real quick, this is no, like, expert opinion or anything like that. I'm really looking forward to seeing a full crowd at Heinz Field for the first time in, what, a year and a half, 2 years almost now?
Pretty much. It should be very interesting. I know they had crowds down there for the preseason, but that's not
the same.
It won't
be the same. Yeah, this is the home opener. Yeah. It's the Raiders. It's going to be a fun time, man. And if you're going, enjoy yourself. Be safe. For Dale Lawley, I'm Eddie Provident. This is DK Pittsburgh Sports. Don't forget our sponsor, BetQL. You can check all their information out in the description of this video. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.